and the last of these three. This is a poem about a mad scientist called The Confessions of Dr. X. It's not from any particular movie, but again, I think you know the story. The doctor is looking for the secret. Immortality, inevitably. How to bring the dead back to life. Inevitably, he is told at the beginning of the movie, and this is an actual quote, "The line between scientific genius and obsessive fanaticism is a thin one. Don't go too far." Inevitably, he goes too far. He comes to a bad end, the laboratory goes up in flames, and someone always says at the end, "There are some things man is not meant to know." More particularly, the pattern in the poem is, in short, the doctor is obsessed by his research. Therefore, he neglects his wife or his lover. Because of his obsession, there is some accident in which the wife or lover is killed. And the doctor then devotes all his time to trying to bring her back to life. He succeeds. But the dead do not always want to return to the living. The laboratory goes up in flames. The poem is spoken by the doctor. The Confessions of Dr. X. "The flames will never reach us here. That's what I said. I knew the laws were wrong, but I couldn't prove it. I couldn't stop, and I couldn't go back, for the dead travel fast. And you were so beautiful when you were alive. I'd wasted years of explanation. Fine operation or not, the professors told me. Some things are better left alone. And when complaints came in about the digging up of graves or the occasional unfortunate death, something, I said, something must have come down out of the hills. Wolves, maybe. I discarded a little more each day, everything I could manage to forget, while the stillness of a single room became the equation that would not balance. Like the threats of glass, like the wires piercing everything I had assembled, or the little fires that moved from room to room when I wasn't watching. Like the only dream you told me, none of this has to be true. The piano, the green velvet couch, your coat tossed over the arm of a chair as you left it that last afternoon before the accident. Paintings darkening on the walls, white sheets of music, light, like sunlight. Mademoiselle, the fire of the sunset in your eyes consumed my heart. My solutions left nothing to chance. I said the flames would never reach us here. I said we could start over. Until the generator choked and froze and the walls gave in, I was certain you would understand. But only the body lives after death, and the heart is lost in the blind calculations of the blood."